Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining us today we have Lauren, Chris, and Steve. Welcome, everyone.
Hey, Lisa.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. No Bob tonight. He is not doing well.
And he did not call out sick.
Yeah. Let's talk bad about him.
He's not here to defend himself. I think that's a great idea.
But he's in a weakened state, too.
Poor guy.
Oh, so we could really take him now.
So he got sick on his Disney World trip?
He did. No, he was sick beforehand, and it seemed like he had one good day there, but otherwise he was sick. None of us had a good trip, really.
Aww.
Well, except for Lauren. She had an awesome trip. Okay, so I was actually in Epcot for Food and Wine, and I was in the German Pavilion. It was raining like crazy, and some guy came up to me and he said, "Chris from Mouse Chat," and I was like, okay. And he was a listener. His name is Lenny from the UK. And it was awesome because he said he was a Chris fan. And that never happens to me. So I just had to recount that. And Lenny also, my friend Christina, was very impressed. She said, and he's handsome too. So there you go, Lenny. My friend thought you were a good looking guy. She did.
Chris, see, I told you you have fans, Chris.
I know. I've got one fan. And then listen to this. I know. And so later, like on the day of Epcot 30th, we were having breakfast, me and Bob and, Donna and my friend Christina were all having breakfast together in Sunshine Seasons. And we're sitting there and some people came up and they said, "Are y'all just fans of Mouse Chat or are you on Mouse Chat?" And we were like, "We're actually on Mouse Chat." And so we introduced ourselves and, it was, Jim and Val. And they're actually from Florida. And they sat and they talked with us for a while. And they were very nice. So thank you to people who came up to us. It really meant a lot to us. And I should mention that Jim and Val said, "Oh, yeah, we love Bob. Oh, Chris, you're nice too." I mean, it was like, oh, gee, thanks. So anyway, no, they were really nice. And who cares? Because, like, you know, I have one fan too. Lenny, my fan. So, yeah. Well, I know. And she's pretty awesome, too, because I talked to her today. So, hello to you, too. Thank you for listening.
Here we go. Food, always a great topic on Mouse Chat. We love our food. And let's start. Chris, what did you experience this time? Did you experience anything this time that you haven't in the past?
Well, I had been wanting to go to Bull and the Bear Steakhouse, which is in the Waldorf Astoria. And first of all, I have to tell you that hotel is pretty gorgeous. But it's sort of right off of Disney property. So it's easy to get to, if you know where the Bonnet Creek area is. And it's an amazing looking steakhouse. It's, you know, it's gorgeous. There's, you know, nice lighting and, you know, you go in there and there are these big tables and one part of the table is like a couch basically with all these comfy pillows and the other side are like two chairs and, you know, there's pretty lighting and everything. And I don't know how many waiters were at our table the entire time, but the food itself is fairly ordinary. I mean, I would say it was, I would say it was probably as good as California Grill on a good night. You know, sometimes California Grill is off. And I would say the menu at California Grill is actually more varied. You know, this is mainly steak. And they had different types of appetizers. I had the shrimp and grits, which if you live in North Carolina or South Carolina, you're familiar with. Have y'all ever had that?
I have not.
No.
No.
It's really good. I mean, it's basically just shrimp that's been cooked and sort of like, you know, maybe a little garlic. In this case, they used chorizo, which I find generally overpowers a lot of dishes. And in this case, it did a little tiny bit. It's like a Mexican sausage. And they put it on a bed of cheese grits, which is like polenta, if you like polenta. And that was pretty good. And then I had a filet. I didn't order any sides because I actually got kind of full. They had some pretty amazing bread, but my friend Christina, she had sides and I had a little bit of hers. Like they had cream corn, which I guess, you know, a lot of steakhouses have. It wasn't as good as the cream corn I've had like on property. And, we were full. We didn't end up having dessert at all. So I left there feeling like it was a good date night restaurant. It wasn't like a go hang out with your friends kind of restaurants at all. It didn't have any kind of, you know, there was no energy in there, like, you know, that made you want to talk and, you know, have great conversation. It was a date night kind of place. And in fact, there was this awesome couple next to us. There's like this old sugar daddy and his big blonde haired girlfriend. We sort of enjoyed talking with them. They were kind of entertaining.
Talking with them or about them?
With them. They were really nice. They were really nice people. She had this gigantic blonde hair. I mean, it was awesome. Anyway, and he had to be like 70. Anyhow, that's really not part of my review. Maybe we should cut that part out. But anyway, I think if you have the urge to sort of go somewhere, you know, more higher end, it's probably about 40% pricier than California Grill. And you want to go somewhere quiet, you know, check it out. It's a nice place to go. But
what'd you have for your main course?
I had a filet.
And the filet was just average?
Yeah, it was totally average. I mean, honestly, I think the filet I make at home is better.
You think everything you make at home is better?
I know. I am like that. It's true.
What came with the filet on the plate?
Nothing. Nothing. So it was like the smallest steak they had was like an 8-ounce filet.
Okay.
And which is a fairly good size filet. And and it wasn't cooked properly. I asked for it medium, and there was hardly any pink in there. You know, with a medium, you expect like maybe an inch of kind of pink, right? You don't expect it all to be sort of cooked all the way through. It was still tender, but it was definitely overcooked. And I think it was $49 just for the filet. And then you had to pay extra for, you know, the sides.
Oh, completely so, a la carte.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So, I mean, it was good, but I have to say it's not any better than the one you would get at California Grill. And it's actually not even comparable to what you would get at Yachtsman, if that helps. And I think like a lot of the salads and stuff that you would get at Yachtsman, I'm kind of more inventive and interesting than what they had on the menu there.
Huh.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
What about dessert?
We didn't have dessert because we did get really full. And to be honest, we were getting full on all that bread because they had incredible bread there. So we didn't have it. Yeah.
I love to hear about appetizers and desserts.
You know, and the desserts were reasonably priced. I think they were like around 12. So they weren't outrageously priced. I think the appetizer, like the shrimp and grits, was around 20. And I mean, it was a very small plate. And the shrimp were cocktail shrimp, which when I make shrimp and grits, I would never insult somebody by putting cocktail shrimp in the shrimp and grits.
Wow. So you're like at $70 for an 8-ounce filet and an appetizer.
Yes.
Plus tip and drinks and
right.
dessert.
We went there for the experience. We knew it was going to be expensive. I mean, when you look on the website, they don't even have their prices on the menu. So
that's usually a good indication of what's to come.
I mean, I had wanted to go. I'd seen it reviewed by other bloggers, and I thought, you know, I'll give it a chance. But that's it. I won't go back. I might go there with my husband. I think he would like it. But he's kind of a foodie, and I think he might be – I don't think he'd be impressed. So it was very pretty in there. And, you know, I mean, there was a big couch. I mean, like, just the idea that you're sitting at this great table and you've got this comfy couch you can kind of sink into, that was kind of nice.
You know, I think about that. $50 for a filet, that's a lot of money when you don't even get a little side of mashed potatoes or something.
And it's Absolutely. Not even, like, you know, filets are expensive. Yeah. And it didn't seem to be any sort of, like, you know, special kind of meat. It wasn't like, you know, this is organic, raised locally by cows by farmers who massage the cows and read poetry to them daily. It was just, here's your meat. But the service, I will say the service was really the best service I'd ever had.
Good. That sounds good. Hopefully that's helpful. Well, let's go to Lauren's new places.
Well, one place I had eaten before, and I actually was a little disappointed with it. Kona Cafe, which I usually is one I like. The food was good, but the service, I felt like I was at McDonald's.
Wow. What was it, breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
It was dinner, and we had like a 5:15 reservation, and we literally were served an appetizer and our entree within 20 minutes of sitting down.
Yeah, that's
feeling a little rushed.
Yeah.
Way rushed. We ate dinner, finished everything, even had dessert, and we were out of there in 45 minutes.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Appetizer, entree, and dessert.
I'd hurt.
It was bad.
Were they rushing you, or did they just...
Oh, no, it was very rushed. Okay. It was very rushed. Everything came out, like you weren't even done with your appetizer, and the food came out. The food was very good.
I've dined with people that will send the main course back if they're still working on the appetizer.
But then I'm afraid they're going to...
Yeah, then they put it under hot lights or something if they're... And then you get the same food later.
But it was, you know, and again, the food was good.
Yeah. What'd you have for appetizer?
We had the sticky wings. Which were good. They were actually really good. They were glazed. I don't even know what was on them. It was kind of a mustardy.
Coriander, right?
Is it?
I think so.
Tasted kind of mustardy. It was, I don't know. They were really good. And then while they were still out, we received our dinner, which I had the New York strip, which was very good. It was like a teriyaki glaze on it and white rice. So that was good. And then for dessert, I had the chocolate fondue.
Lauren, did you go anywhere else that was new?
I ate at Le Chef's for lunch, which was really, really good. I had never eaten there before.
Period? Haven't eaten there at all?
Had never. It was one of the few ones I had never, ever eaten at.
Where's Le Chef's? Is that the...
That's France? In Epcot, yeah. But for me, that was a first timer, and I think it was great. I had lunch. We were supposed to have dinner, but we wound up switching our reservation to lunch. And we had the you can do like the flat fee, you get an appetizer, dinner, appetizer, lunch, and dessert. So we did that, and I got the onion soup, which was delicious.
Mm.
And then I got the quiche Lorraine it was like a little mini quiche, and it had a side of like a spring mix salad. That was really, really, really good. And then, of course, I got the chocolate mousse for dessert, because heck could you not?
Well, where's Le Chef?
Epcot.
Le Chef de France?
That's
now,
it.
Is Remy there also?
Yes, Remy was there for lunch. He's so cute. They bring this little card around, and in it is Remy, the mouse, or the rat, whatever, on a plate. And he moves his head back and forth, and he kind of meeps at you, and they bring it to each table. So that was good. So I got to meet. I did. I got an autograph, and I actually took him back to Pop with me, and we hung out for a while by the pool. It was nice.
But so how was the timing?
The timing at Chef de France was perfect for lunch. It wasn't rushed. I didn't feel like, you know, we were just a number being moved around. It was good. It was good. I would go back. And then we had, where else did I eat? La Hacienda, which I had eaten.
Where's that?
That's in Mexico and Epcot. I had eaten there. That's the newer one of the two. I'd eaten there for lunch for the quick service, and I wasn't too thrilled about it right after it opened. And we decided to try dinner there, and it was not good at all. I did not enjoy it. I actually like, the other, location better. San Angelin. Yeah, I like that one better. I just, it wasn't my cup
you
of
can't,
tea.
You can't beat the atmosphere at San Angel, but...
Yeah, if I had to pick between the two, I would hands down go to San Angel Inn all the time. Between the two. The food, the atmosphere, it's just not, you know, I mean...
It's like being in a old country buffet or something. It's very unthemed and boring.
Very much so. Very much so. It was just, yeah, it was not, I don't know, it just wasn't my cup of tea. I can't even put my finger on it. I wasn't thrilled with, although I do have to say, the one thing I did like was the queso fundido, which was an appetizer. It's melted cheese with peppers and Chris's chorizo. Is that how you say it, Chris?
I think so, yeah.
That sausage, that spicy sausage. And then they give you these little small tortillas and you scoop the cheese and you put it in the tortilla and roll it up. That was actually very good. But my actual entree, I had, what did I have? I think I had soft tacos with steak. They've changed their menu. Of course, they changed their menu as of that week. And I wanted to have the, I can never say it, the arrachera, the New York strip, but they didn't have it anymore. They changed their menu. And Steve, you and I have to have a talk.
Yeah. Uh-oh,
no
what'd he
more
do?
Coffee margarita.
Well, they don't have the coffee margarita at the bar?
No, I actually cried and they still wouldn't make me one.
I can see that happening.
I was begging him. I'm like, please, I just need one. Just one.
Did you get something else?
Yeah, I wound up over in France having a orange slushy thing, the one that Bob told me about.
Yeah.
That was good.
It's really good.
It is.
Yeah.
Like $9.99.
But I really wanted my coffee margarita, and they got away with it. It's no more. And then we also ate at Tony's Town Square, which I have to say, my gut instinct from my original time 5 years ago was still on the mark. It's horrible. I ate there about five, six years ago. The girls were little. And I hated it. I thought the food was horrible. The service was horrible. And then, people have been going there and clients have gone and they've come back and told me, oh, no, it's good. It's good. You got to try it. So I went and tried it again. It's still bad.
So where's Tony's?
Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
Right on Main Street. Chris came and hung out with me at the end.
Yes.
Service was fine. The service wasn't bad at all. The food was just very mediocre, just blah, nothing really.
But it wasn't bad. It was just special.
No food there is bad, really. It's just, it
no,
wasn't.
No, I can probably come up with a couple things that I thought were bad that I really wouldn't want to consume. But
no, like if I had to pick, I would definitely exit the park before I would eat at Tony's again.
What'd you order?
There was really not much on the menu. It's a very, very, limited menu. And I wound up getting chicken parm because there was really nothing else that even appealed to me.
I love chicken parm. They messed it up.
Yeah. And it's really, but it wasn't that it was just, you know, chicken parm, you expect to have mozzarella cheese on it.
Yeah.
There was no cheese. There was no sauce. It was very dry.
No sauce?
It was very, very dry. I was like shocked.
You know, I hear Chris makes a mean chicken parm.
I bet you her chicken parm is better.
I actually don't make that.
Oh, okay. I do. Mine's pretty good.
And it's funny because when you look on the menu, like if you look at like the menu that's pulled up from Disney, it has a lot more things on it than it actually has on the menu that you get when you go there. This was for dinner. There was maybe five things that you could choose from for an entree for dinner. So it was very limited, in my opinion. And there was no sauce, which is a huge problem for me because I'm a saucy girl.
Yeah.
I love sauce.
That you are, but let's not go there.
And the last thing I did that was new, and I tried to do lots of new things this time, was the Garden View Tea Party.
Ooh. Tell.
Best experience that I did throughout the whole weekend.
Okay, can you tell us what it is? You
go into the Grand Floridian. It's actually in the lobby downstairs. And by the way, interesting story about somebody that we kind of met. I'll tell you that in a minute. But Tease, I know. So the Grand Floridian, it's in the downstairs. You actually don't even really, Chris, you know, you don't really notice it's there until you go there, right?
No, it's sort of off to the, in the back there.
Is it way off back center?
Yes.
Yes, that's exactly where it is.
Okay.
And it kind of looks like a lounge when you're walking by if nobody's in there. But comfy seats, there's like couch seats with throw pillows. There's regular seats too, but it's just, it's very small and quaint and pretty. It's very girly. We had little, first you get to pick. There's all different things you can pick from. I had little tea sandwiches, I guess they're called. Is that what you would call them?
Finger sandwiches?
Finger sandwiches. They had like cucumber, egg salad, shrimp. There was some pear one too. I can't remember what that one was. It was an assortment of different tea, like sandwiches, little tea sandwiches. We got scones.
Did you dip those in your tea?
No, but they were really good. They were served with the Devonshire cream, which is that, I guess, like, it's like sweet almost. I can't even describe it. Chris probably knows. She's a foodie.
Oh, the clotted cream?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds better the way Lauren said it.
Sorry.
And then you get your...
I know clotted anything doesn't really sound good, does
no.
it?
Devonshire.
Well, they call it Devonshire. Yeah. I don't know how to say it. I'm not really that sophisticated.
Oh, you're totally sophisticated.
Oh, no, not even close.
I was just trying to make you feel better.
And then we had the assorted tea pastries where you got to pick two small little teeny tiny pastries. And I had, it was like a chocolate eclair with a chocolate filling and it was chocolate covered. It was really good.
You didn't like it, did you?
No, not at all. And then there was like a vanilla, little mini vanilla cake with buttercream icing. That was good too. And the tea was delicious. I had the, trying to remember what it was called. It was the...
You only get one?
You get one pot of tea and they bring over a little strainer to put over your cup and they strain the tea in your cup for you. And then they leave it and they put this little cover over it. It's very cute.
So it sounds like it's an experience as well as actually having good food
yes.
and drink.
Yes.
That's good.
And what I got the princess breakfast tea is what I got. And it was very sweet. Like you didn't need milk or a lot of sugar or anything with it. It was kind of a red color tea almost. And then you also got a glass of champagne. But it was good. It was a long, like, it was like an hour and a half experience. We did it at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It was very relaxing.
How much is it?
It was, I'm trying to think, you can do like the package or you can do a la carte. The packages range in price. They're like 25 to 40 roughly, depending on what you pick. We did a la carte. So, we just kind of split some things because we had already kind of, we didn't really want to eat a full meal. We just wanted to taste things. So we split the sandwiches. They were very accommodating with splitting the sandwiches up. And then we ordered separate desserts and separate entrees. So it was good. I would definitely recommend making a reservation. It's very small. It's kind of more intimate. There's not that many tables. Like even when we walked up, they wouldn't seat us. We were a few minutes early. They wouldn't seat us because there's only two waitresses there and she was preparing other people's teas and it takes a while, I guess, to brew the tea. So it was really nice though. And it was definitely something different. Like if you're looking to go and try something new and try something, a different experience.
Chris, you had an experience that kind of surprised you over in Italy. Tell us about that one.
Okay, if you know me at all, you know that I go to Via Napoli every single time I go to Disney World. It's my favorite restaurant, and I love it because it's loud, but it's you can take kids in there, and you don't have to worry how they're going to act, and it's very fun, and the food is always excellent. Last time we were there in late August, the pizza was a little overcooked on one side, and I understand that's a wood-fired oven, so it's going to be charred a little bit, but there was a ton of charring on the bottom. And the other issue is that a lot of times, you know, when you have that fresh mozzarella, there's a lot of water in it, and so the top of your pizza will be a little watery. But, you know, I figured in August, I thought, you know, this is a one-time thing. Well, that's exactly how our pizza was on this trip. Now, Bob's pizza was pretty good, the pizza he and Donna had. But mine was just sort of so-so. There was hardly any mozzarella on it. And again, you know, I know they don't put a ton of it on there, but give me a little cheese. And, you know, overall, the dessert was good. The appetizers were good. I still love that place, but I think they're getting a little sloppy with the pizza. On the other hand, our waiter looked like Richard Gere.
Ooh,
the
see,
young version
going.
From Officer and a Gentleman. And the whole table was all a Twitter about it.
See,
except for
worth,
me.
That's worth going to right there.
Yeah. I'm sure he knew it too. I don't know.
You
I mean,
don't
he,
know
was
what
Italian.
He was thinking.
He was Italian and his name was Guido. I mean, really, it was. His name really was Guido. So
he wants you to believe.
I know. And poor Bob was the only guy at the table. So you can imagine. I mean, there's like a table full of women and Bob. So
and a waiter that looks like Richard Gere.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Cool fest.
Well, I mean, we had him and then we had this other guy who did not look like Richard Gere. And that's all I'm going to say about
him. That's very polite of you.
Yeah.
So two thumbs down?
No, two thumbs up because Richard Gere.
Oh, he made up for all that?
No, I'm kidding. No, honestly, I'm still going to go there. I just think the pizza needs a little work.
Well, maybe next time you could let them know that, you know, your past two experiences have resulted in charred pizza crust. And if they can try to avoid that, that'd be great.
Yeah. I could even handle the charred pizza crust if they gave me some cheese.
And Richard Gere is a waiter again.
Yeah.
That solves all the problems.
Oh, we went back to California Grill, too, by the way.
How was it this time?
It was pretty good. Oh, so we went back because, you know, we went with a bunch of us. And I did get food poisoning later that night. And I spent, like, the entire night laying on the floor. And this is something that I thought. So I'm laying on the floor in my bathroom at the Contemporary. And if you've ever been in those bathrooms, they're these nice white marble floors.
They're beautiful.
And yeah, they are.
You don't get to appreciate them until you're sick.
Until you're on the floor. And I'm laying there and I thought, you know, whoever says that a room is just a room has never spent the night on the bathroom floor. Because all I could think of when I was down there was the bathrooms at the Values wouldn't be this comfortable. Because I mean,
nor could you fit on the floor in the bathroom of the
No,
Values.
I mean, the only part of you could put your head and your shoulders in there, right?
Your feet would have to be out in the hallway.
Whereas opposed to, you know, I was basically sprawled on the floor and my best friend Christina was there and I was trying not to wake her up. And as it turned out, she did, you know, sleep through it. But yeah, it's pretty bad. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to die. These floors are really nice. Well, okay. Everybody at the table, except for my friend Christina, who's a vegetarian, everyone had the scallops. And none of them got sick. The one thing I had that was different from everyone else is I had the lobster salad. And that's probably what it was. Either that or it was Sonny's Real Pit Barbecue that I had for lunch. I did a lot of eating on this trip. This trip was like an eating trip. I don't know why. It just was. So
I got to give two thumbs up to Sonny's because I love Sonny's.
I do too.
Okay, on that note, I'm going to wrap it up. I'd like to thank pixievacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. You can find our podcasts at mousechat.net and also at iTunes. If you have any questions, please send those to us at comments@mousechat.net. And please be sure to join us here next time on Mouse Chat.